Well, as you regular listeners know, Rosie on the House is always Western themed, right? Arizona themed. Well, we certainly hope y'all were tuned in to the 7 o'clock hour, where we had the chief curator of the Scottsdale Museum of the West, Dr. Tricia Loescher. And we talked away and visited our way through the museum. And they, at the end of the broadcast, said, Rosie, any Rosie on the House listener who goes to the reception desk in the Charo's Reception Lounge, that's right as you enter the front door of the Scottsdale Museum of the West, and they show us a picture of their home improvement project, will get their admission to the museum waived. You will get into the museum free. So if you haven't had the Scottsdale Museum of the West on your bucket list, get it on your bucket list. Not only is it an absolutely incredible architectural building, but the exhibits right now are fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You get in free because you're a Rosie on the House listener with any photograph. It could be on your phone, any photograph of your home improvement project. And that's courtesy of Mike Fox, the director of the museum. So, Mike, Mr. Fox, thank you very much for that. Now, it's funny, kind of, that we're talking about Scottsdale Museum of the West weekend, and which the reception lounge, as you first walk in, is sponsored by the Scottsdaros, which are like some of the enemies of the people in Casa Grande.
Museum competitor?
No. It was Castro Charles that sold the San Francisco Giants from Cisco Grande Resort.
Oh. And
moved to spring training up in Scottsdale.
The Charles were the ones that did that.
The Charles were primarily responsible for that. And the players who kind of told the owner of Giants, we'd like to be somewhere a little bit closer to a little bit more fun. We need to get closer to Pink Pony Restaurant in downtown Scottsdale.
Well, I think that was the whole idea, was to keep them down there, right?
Well, that's why they built it down there, is just to kind of keep them under control. They had the tower that all the executives stayed in, and then they had the barracks out there where the athletes stayed in. But we were at Francisco Grande last weekend. Absolutely had a hoot of a time. Absolute great little resort. Jennifer and I's room was on the 7th floor. Romy's, yours was on the 8th. Absolutely. It's worth going and checking in the room just to get the Arizona sunrise and sunset from that view. You're absolutely a 100% unobstructed view to the horizon. It's this towering building that stands out there all by itself. I thought the food at Duke's was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had a great
meal. Little cafe.
The staff was very hospitable. Nice place to hang out.
I thought the meal they served us at the buffet lunch in the focus group was awesome. It was a nice little salad. They had great barbecue.
You know, I put the menu together, and I couldn't tell you what was on it.
That was a...
There were so many details coming together for that, and I just... everyone had compliments. I'm like, I don't even remember what I ordered, but I remember spending a lot of time going through their extensive menu and pairing them together, and I put a lot of time and thought into it, and I couldn't tell you.
That was a great weekend. We were down there for a one-day Roth University educational seminar with all of our Rosie on the House certified partners from across the state. Romy organized the entire thing, and we talked about best practices, and we talked about things that we can do together all to become better and better and better, and I thought the whole day was fantastic. But then your idea to invite Arizona homeowners to come down and join us for a focus group at the end of the day was a lot of fun.
And we learned a lot from our listeners.
We did.
It was worth the time to put that all together. And it, you know, Rosie's got his 30-year coming up, and it was a different world back then. We were looking at a lot of funny things and comparing it, what the trucks looked like 30 years ago to today, what technology looked like. You know, it was still the beeper era.
it was pagers. It was pagers. And quarters. You had to have like about $5 of quarters in your truck at all times. And you knew where every payphone was in town. Beep, 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 call office.
Amanda and I saw a payphone we had to go over and walk and pick it up just to hear if there was a dial was tone, there? Just to
was
see
it,
if it
was
real.
It connected?
It was.
They still have them, huh?
Wickenburg High School still has a payphone.
Good, good. Well, congratulations, Romeo, on putting together a great event there in Casa Grande. And we still have not really determined the correct pronunciation of
it. It was split, Casa Grande. It was. Casa Grande.
And that was from people that live there.
Casa Grande.
Yep, Casa Grande, Casa Grande. It absolutely split 50-50. So I will defer to the Casa Grande. And, Romy, you'll just stick with Casa Grande. How's that?
Okay. That way we have it covered.
And then
I was told the only one that you really can't say is Casa Grande.
Casa Grande?
Can't do that. Otherwise, you're going to please half the people half the time.
And that's generally where the people from Jyla Bend go to get their groceries.
See those saguaros growing out there.
See those saguaros. Oh, man. Now, are you going
to
be...
It's actually quicker to go to Buckeye, I think.
Are you going to be Prescott or am I going to be Prescott?
And I'll be Prescott.
Yeah.
Scott, and you'll be Prescott.
Then you hear it both ways. You hear people say, oh, it's got to be it, like biscuit. Prescott, like biscuit. Well, it was actually named after Prescott, actually a professor at a college on the East Coast. And you have people from there. You have people from all over Yavapai County telling you it's Prescott. I've lived here my whole life. It's Prescott. And then you have some hard-headed people, no, it's Prescott. It's got to be Prescott. All right. That's the tour around the state and the proper pronunciations of various issues. Speaking of Prescott.
I had a nice little letter here before we go to the tallest home. I wanted to thank Jennifer, Romy, Rosie for coming out to Casa Grande last Saturday and making Liberty feel so welcome. She hasn't stopped talking about it all week. We were big fans, but now you're a super fan. Larry and I were glad to be able to stick around for part of the live broadcast. Great meeting you. You are as genuine in person as you are on the radio and made us feel like family. Thanks again, and catch up sometime down the road. Holly.
That was a family of three that drove up from Arizona City mm-hmm. to join us. So somehow you had arranged for it to get put in the Casa Grande Dispatch.
No, the reporter called and said, hey, we're putting this in the Dispatch on Friday. Anything else we should know about it?
Yeah, we had several people just walk in the door and show up at the broadcast. That was kind of fun.
The security guard had all the questions written on her hand.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever had four hours of people just sitting and watching? That was just, I felt a little tension between the three of us getting started. It's like, usually people are coming by at an event. Hey, I see you guys. Hey, how are you doing? And they just to sit there for 4 hours. And it was so much fun for us to have somebody to talk to, though, instead of just looking at each other.
It was.
Well, I told the hotel. It was a fun event. I said, don't bring any coffee or danishes down. We had a little breakfast buffet and fruit trays. Don't bring any of that down until 8 o'clock. No one's going to be here till at least 9, 9:30, maybe 10. We were setting up, and there's people down there at 6:30 before we started. I'm like, wait, quick.
Bring the food.
Get the coffee brewing.
Get the food. Well, it was a lot of fun. Really, really a lot of fun. Well, we're here to answer your questions about home improvement at 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will take the call. It's a toll-free call from wherever you're listening in the state of Arizona, and she'll get your name, where you're calling from, and what project you're trying to tackle. And see if we can't put our building and home remodeling experience to work for you. Wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, we've probably built or remodeled something in your neighborhood, and see if we can't help you out a little bit. Scary, scary newspaper article. This is as of yesterday, Friday, July 28th, in the Arizona Republic. Arizona's population will top 7 million people this year, comma, if it hasn't already. Ah! 7 million people in our great little state of Arizona. Welcome to you all. I hope you're all finding RosieOnTheHouse.com so we can help you in your search for homes and home improvements. We've got some yet unnamed family that's to jump into there's a home in Prescott right on the east side of Tom's Thumb. You can see it as you drive through town. You can, if you know where to look up. It's called the Falcon Nest. It's 6,200 square feet. And at one time was listed for $3.99 million. It went up for auction and did not receive a bid of $750,000.
So if it went up for auction, was it foreclosed? Was it abandoned? Was it?
No telling, baby.
Okay.
No telling.
So
it's on the market listed with Russ Lyon Sotheby's International Realty. It's listed at $1.45 million. But I don't know how many people are going to jump at that when the house couldn't get an auction bid for $750,000.
Yeah. Well, but I wonder why it...
It's kind of ostentatious. I mean, when you have what's self-proclaimed the tallest home in the world, which it isn't. There's a billionaire in India whose home is 27 stories tall.
So, well, doesn't it specify this tall as single story or something like that?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, okay. All right. You're right. Very good. Good catch. But, Romy, this is a cool house.
Now, you know, I would have to like to live inside to live here. Because
you know your yard.
Otherwise,
look like.
You're going to be going up and down the stairs constantly. I would like to know the property size. Is there a yard or is it just on this column?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the way it's built, it's got such a shade structure on it. You could kind of have like a rotating patio around the bottom and just kind of follow the shade as you go. But this home is a tower, and then it has a cantilevered living deck on it. So it goes out like a saucer. And then that saucer, exterior walls and roof is all glass. It's 6,200 square feet. I would buy it just...
That's 6,200 square feet?
6,200 square feet. I would buy it just for the slide of the master bedroom. Look at that. Look at that slide. You can see it at azcentral.com and go to the world's tallest single-story home. The article's right there. It was just in yesterday's paper. The master bedroom is under a complete wall of glass. How would that be to watch under a full moon and then or a monsoon? And Mike Raish, our engineer, is like about ready to jump through the glass because I'm like 2 minutes over.
Oh, we are. Wow.
How did that happen?
That would be... I'd rent a night during the monsoon, too.
Yes, I would. You're right.
But functionality, that you would have to really adapt your lifestyle to...
We're here to take your questions at 1-888-767-4348, and I want to talk to you about when do you shower? Are you a morning shower person or a night shower person? And what is the best? When we get back at Rosie on the House.